It's long been thought that humans are the only creatures capable of bullying one another and inflicting violence and harm on other creatures for no other reason than just for the cruel, sadistic pleasure of it. However, in the past few decades, we've learned that that is simply not the case. It is well documented several stories in which chimpanzees actually went to war with one another, actively bullied one another. Chickens have been studying, and there's actually a literal pecking order whereby some chickens can peck other chickens, but they can't peck them back. But what might surprise you is that dolphins specifically are actually kind of jerks, and massive ones at that. Dolphins are absolutely cute, and we're not denying that they are absolutely magnificent, cute, adorable creatures, and they do have the capacity for good. For example, there's been footage in which people drop their phone into the water and then a little dolphin will go bring it back up and help them. Dolphins have the capacity for good, but they're more human-like than we could have imagined, as they also have a very human-like capacity for evil. So in today's bit of content, we're going to share with you 7 reasons why dolphins are actually sometimes kind of mean. Number 1, they're kidnappers. Literally. Dolphins are some of the most intelligent animals on Earth. In fact, they're quite human-like when you study their brain. A bit less evolved, of course, but it is very well possible that dolphins could be the second most intelligent creatures on Earth, even surpassing that of chimps or bonobos. And the reason for this is because they have much larger than average brains, and again, they're quite human-like, and perhaps in a few million years, dolphin brains could evolve to be as smart as us. However, males have a habit of coming together and stealing away females from other pods. Now, a pod of dolphins is kind of like a group. Think of it like a human group, you know, 150 to 200 humans. Well, males will actually form alliances and then steal females from other pods. And then they'll use these large groups to isolate her from her friends and, well, let's just say they become more than kidnappers, and it's very, very not pleasant for the female. This is going to be quite shocking for many people, but dolphins, when they're mating, and they do have the capacity for good, but in many cases, they can be, you know, kidnappers and extremely violent as well. Number 2, they do not like babies in some cases. So during mating season, also while this kind of kidnapping and other nefarious activity is happening, male dolphins will view babies as competition for the mama's attention. So rather than concede victory to the small child in need of nurturing, they go to war. So they attack the little porpoises until the baby quits breathing, and then they get to work on creating a replacement. It's kind of horrifying. So they usually attack the babies if the baby does not belong to them. If it does belong to them, they might try to take care of it, but not always. Male dolphins are kind of not the best creatures. Number 3, they hate other species' babies too. So dolphins love to play with toys. They're quite human-like, and when they are kind and happy, they can play group games together. They actually have like a very specific whistle for each other, which we can't hear because of the way they communicate. But it's actually been proven that dolphins have names for each other. They have languages, dialects. It's actually quite fascinating. They also even take care of their old, so they can be quite nice. But when it comes to other species' babies, when there are no toys available, sometimes they will use other creatures as toys. Not because they're hungry, but just because they're kind of cruel. So in one instance, actually in like a science research area, they found a baby shark, and they turned the baby shark into a makeshift volleyball and tossed the poor thing back and forth in kind of a crazy game until the human researchers jumped in and put a stop to it. So yeah, that's dolphins. They also like to play with their food. Some bottlenose dolphins aren't content to gobble up their fishy dinner. No. They have to toy with it a little bit first. And, you know, this isn't the human kind of toying with food, whereby the food is already dead and on your plate. Dolphins in Georgia and South Carolina have been observed coiling fish out of the water and onto shore to their deaths rather than simply eating them. They then follow the poor guys on the shore to collect them after they've died. They've also been seen just kind of being jerks with their food. So, you know, they could just gobble up their food and that would be it, but sometimes they do these kind of crazy things. Our next one, they hump everything that moves. Now this one, okay, both males and females do it. So while the males have been pretty bad in the beginning of this, even the females. So dolphins do engage in group sex, and they also literally hump everything that moves. You're probably not going to believe this, but if you look into it, there are many documented cases in which human scuba divers try... Well, let's just say that the dolphins find the human scuba divers kind of attractive, and they very aggressively try to mate with the human scuba divers. And this is actually proven to be a problem for some people, because if you are a female scuba diver and a male dolphin realizes that, they might try do like the kind of mean, you know, attacking and kidnapping thing, which has actually put some scuba divers in quite the compromising position. However, so far as I've been able to research, there have been no direct deaths caused by dolphins, just a few tight situations in which people were, you know, a couple dozen feet under the water and things got a bit risky. Dolphins have also been observed humping animals that are dead. So take with that what you want, but pretty much dolphins will hump anything that moves. Anything and everything, including us humans. And there are some really weird stories if you look into that. Our next one is that they are military assassins. So this might come as a surprise, but dolphins have been used for military operations for decades by countries all around the world. And they're mostly used to locate submarines and collect information. For example, you could put a camera on him and, you know, tell him, hey, swim around, or teach them how to identify where submarines are located. But they can also be trained to inflict harm. The Russians, for instance, used dolphins to attack underwater frogmen from other countries with harpoons, or teach the dolphins how to pull them to the surface to be tortured and questioned by the military. So, not only are dolphins naturally kind of intense, they can be literally trained for military purposes. Finally, our last one is that dolphins don't respect boundaries. Orcas are the largest species of dolphins, and they have an appetite for seals. However, seals like to make their homes on shelves of ice along with penguins rather than in the water, where they're easily accessible. You'd think the orcas would respect their personal space and wait for the seals to come back into the water before attacking them, but no. Orcas will violently create waves by swimming in unison that wash the animals off of the ice so that they can kill them. So this is extremely fascinating, and if we can legally put footage on this, we will do so. But you can find footage online of orcas swimming almost like in military unison. So you'll have like a group of five orcas all swimming side by side, and they will charge a small block of ice. And this will create a makeshift wave. And then the makeshift wave will of course slap onto the little ice block, and then the seals will be knocked off the ice block into the water where they can be eaten. So dolphins are still pretty awesome creatures, and they're absolutely cute, and they are capable of kindness. But I suppose like humans, while they may be capable of kindness and they are quite cute and all these other good things, dolphins also have a big capacity for a dark side, such as humping everything that moves, disrespecting females' boundaries, torturing creatures. It's just, wow, these dolphins can kind of be intense sometimes. So I hope you enjoyed this little bit of content there. If you did, make sure to leave a thumbs up, comment what you think in the comment section below, and if you're new, make sure to subscribe for weekly content to be released every Friday or Saturday. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.